Blog Talk Radio.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Come, get you some, get many guns.
Move them out, 10 toes down, penny none.
get your own dick tip on. Give a dog a bone. Sitting on bigger grown, yeah, that's home. Bird fight, bit fight, what a good song. Looking at the world like what I do wrong. Nothing but a mailman truck coming back for the pickup. I'm a gift you can't get rid of. Be kind on me, homie, I'ma make you sit up. Get drunk to it, stack lights a little. Scream like never coming back. Thunder in the trunk, thunder in the dope stack. I serve them up, thunder in the dope rap. Woo! Big lax in the tall grass. Sit with the tie flat. Real good price, buddy, you should buy that. Blink in your mic pass. My town, holding the ball king. My crown, over the ball things. My town is picking up like a 30 mile.
Going on, folks? Slope climb up with such a long. Welcome. Thing. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Glad you're joining in, listening in, chiming in. We're going to talk about a couple of things. A little stuff about the FBI, maybe some open topics, maybe some open lines. If you're bored, feel free to call in. Call in number 657-383-1837. Again, that number is 657-383-1837. Again, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos. Honestly, it was kind of cool to see Peyton Manning bring home another ring. That being said, let's dive into a couple things we're going to talk about. Like I said, some open topics, some FBI stuff, some drama that's been going on here on one of our favorite platforms, also known as Twitter.com. Seems to be going down the drain a little bit too, by the way. That's going to be a topic of discussion too that I'll throw out there. So let me put some notes together, play a song here, maybe screen a call or two, and we'll hit this ground running, folks. So thanks again for listening in to the No Bullshit Zone.
Well, I'm telling you something right now. I'm upset and aggravated. Do y'all hear my grandson? He's been in his room for 2 days raving and ranting because his account has been hacked. Do you hear him? This is not right, and I'm calling the internet police or somebody, the police department. Quit! See what he's doing? And I'm sick of listening to this. What have y'all done to my grandson?
Anyway.
Shut up! Y'all are driving me crazy. This internet stuff is driving me crazy. Listen to my grandson cry. Y'all need to give his account back, and y'all need to quit trolling my grandson. Quit trolling him, I tell you. Quit it!
Quit trolling him, I tell you. Fucking quit it. Anyways, that actually has something to do with one of the topics, which is the drama that we've seen on Twitter.com, and it's really not even that. There's not much value even discussing it outside of fucking laughing at it, but there's been some lawsuits that have been going on because there's a certain member of the Twitter organization, if you will, not organization, but the Twitter community, that's pissed off about some of the harassment that he's been getting, and well, he's pissed and, you know, starting to sue people, which is quite funny to me, to be honest with you. I mean, is that the society that we're finding ourselves in nowadays, where there's just chock full of fucking pussies out there who want to, like, you know, ooh, I'm going to get you. You said some mean things to me, so I'm going to get you. Never mind. I might be a huge asshole and deserve some of the shit that I get, and a huge moron. That doesn't matter. So I'm going to go. I'm going to file some fucking lawsuits. I'm going to sue some people. Anyways, that was the drama shit that I was referring to kind of in the comments of the show. Again, not even worth really mentioning all. There's not too much value there except for just laughing at it. It's pretty funny, to be honest with you. Just, again, another example of how weak we are as a society. So moving on from that, wanted to talk about the Federal Bureau of Investigations, our friends, our heroes. Now, let me first say that the FBI does a lot of shit, a lot of good shit that we don't even know, things that are going on behind the scenes that we aren't made to know, so we're not totally aware of. And they do some good things there. Having said that, we also know, and if you don't know, please be educated and do a little research, and you will probably come to the same conclusion as I and a lot of people out there, that the FBI has been known to fuck shit up. They have been known to fuck investigations up. That being said, I wanted to talk about the thing in Oregon and how that whole situation was handled. There was a lot of hype. A lot of it was overhype that these militiamen basically, you know, seized this federal building, which was basically kind of a vacated building. It's not like they were forcing people out of there and being all violent about it and whatnot, but nonetheless, they took it over, which was obviously against the law. Now, one of the things that was curious, that really sparked my curiosity, was the fact that it went on for a while. You know, which I guess you could say sort of the same thing in Waco, back in the 90s. That being said, I think there were, you know, just the Oregon guys were really a little bit more belligerent with the weapons that they had, carrying them in the open at times. But nonetheless, one of the biggest things there is, it took a while for them to, and I'm referring to the federal government, to basically calm that situation down and get most of the people out of there. Sadly enough, there was a civilian that lost their lives apparently, allegedly, they were trying to evade a roadblock that the feds had set up. I think it was the feds. It might have been the local sheriffs. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was the feds. And one of the guys basically tried to bolt and got taken out, which is a sad thing. But once that happened, definitely things took a turn for the situation being dealt with as far as from the federal perspective. Now, I wonder if, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, if that was a bunch of African Americans or people of Middle Eastern descent, would the same tactics be used by the feds? Because quite honestly, it doesn't seem like they were too aggressive. Now, we only know bits and pieces of information, so take that with a grain of salt. I always do that when I kind of make my own conclusion on these things. But they didn't seem too aggressive. They didn't seem to escalate the issue. Maybe that happened at certain times, but for the most part, it seemed like they had a little laid back approach. Besides the freaking perimeter, obviously, they set up around the place. But we kind of all knew that was there. Now, again, if it was a different part of our society, would the same situation occur? Now, we're the Oregon, the Bundy Bunch, the Bundy Militia, was their actions, were their actions a big part in how they took a handoff approach, or at least took a step back and weren't as aggressive? I don't know. I think that's a good question. That would be, a good topic to discuss from, people from multiple parts of our society. But that was one thing that really stuck out. Would it be the same? Would it be different? I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to really say that with accuracy. I guess the real answer would only be known by, a similar situation happening. So interesting stuff there. Again, we were talking about, some of the Twitter lawsuits that were going on. I'm kind of switching gears here. Are they going down the road of freaking MySpace? Is that website really, really, really going down that road? I think so. I'm going to play a quick song here. Talk about this a little bit more. Hey, guys, if you want to call in, feel free. 657-383-1837. I'm just bullshitting over here. I'm bored. Can't sleep yet after a cool Super Bowl Sunday. So again, feel free to call in if you want to talk about some of these things. Number 657-383-1837. Again, the number 657-383-1837.
It fits perfect.
Better watch out, sucker. Now I got you where I want you. Unslut coming in, I'm packing in my lunch up. Bunch up. Missile launchers and a bunch of contra. Ben full of ganja. Now come on, jump. Man, stop. Master Marshal on my gotcha. Doing a tata in a cucaracha with a quattro. Pelagic, boogieing down to Frank Sinatra. Lindsay to the low hand, lick it while you let me watch ya. Who'da knew the Buddha do to me when it's done? Suck cynicism when there's system in my system. Blood hypnotism, lift a slip up to my lips, son. So much on my hands, I got to give my kids a fist bump. Christa, Faree, swimming in my swim trunk. Mister, tell me what he said to me and then sunk. Women skinning him and cutting him up in chunks, in comes the woman with cocoa butter skin. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin him up, him him, so I'm up in those kilts. Up in those kilts, up in those kilts. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Always, you can see him lurking in the hallway. Caucus is a Caucasian, females in his crawl space. How the hell did he fit them all in such a small place? Hide them in the wall, well, how long will the drywall take? Well, fuck it then, I got nothing but time, always. Until it dries for the moment, I guess you're all safe. After I slammed it in Buffett, I guess it all paint. My chainsaw's out, I guess my regular saw ain't. Now here I come again, damn stomach rumbling. You can even hear the evil spirits coming from within. Someone's in the back of my damn house rummaging. It's a girl, she looks pretty thin, but I want the skin. Been on the hunt again, when will it ever end? Evelyn, why you trying to fight? You will never win. Severin, legs, arms, damn, there goes another limb. Pull the lever then, trap door, get the evidence. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin him up, him him, so I'm up in those kills. Up in those kills, up in those kills. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Now what you know about Buffalo Bill? Nothing so chill, fucking hoe, you better fucking hold still. Make sure none of that lotion in the bucket don't spill. Cut them, gut them, and just get the stuff in those girls. Man, I think she had enough of those pills. Today, the then I wait, I come back later just to clutch a nose still. Blade, baby, when I clutch it, don't squeal. I hate the loud noises, I fucking told you. I keep hearing voices like, wouldn't you like to go and get your butcher knife and push it right through it while you put your shish kebab skewers into a barbecue? What would you do to her? What you usually do to a girl whose skin's newer?
In a world of sin, you are. This is turning into a torment tournament of sorts. Christmas ornament, you are.
I'll be sure to get into ya, so there's no more skin to ya. Booyah, who you think you're fucking with? Up, because here he comes again. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin him up, him him, so I'm up in those kills. Up in those kills, up in those kills. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill.
Welcome back to the No Bullshit Zone, folks. Thanks for listening in. Appreciate you listening in, chiming in, chatting in, all that good stuff. One more topic we're going to jump into on the end of this Super Bowl Sunday. Again, Denver Broncos, big win. Good to see Peyton Manning go out with the W. That being said, one of the final topics we'll talk about here, stuff in Korea. Not sure if you're aware, but the North Koreans got some nukes scheduled to launch. And I think one launches here tomorrow, I believe. That being said, we actually sent some troops down to South Korea. And it's not just your everyday average troops either. It was the 75th Ranger Regiment, as well as some Green Berets, also known as Special Forces. Excuse me. That being said, they were there doing a quote-unquote training exercise. That being said, there's been some speculation whether or not they directly or indirectly are involved with, maybe doing a snatch and grab. Maybe it's not those guys. They could be, maybe they're a distraction. Who the hell knows? But that being said, one of the theories out there is they might be doing some crazy stuff to try to take out one of them nuke facilities there. I'd love to see it, to be honest with you. I'd love to see us do, kind of what Israel's done back in the day and to Iran and bomb their nuclear facilities. I'd love to see us do that to North Korea. It'd be like a huge punch in the mouth to them. Excuse me. Pardon me. I don't know. That would be cool to see. Instead of us as a nation who, quite honestly, recently, we look a little soft. We look a little soft. I think that's why you see a lot of countries out there making some moves that they probably wouldn't make, say, 8 years ago. You call me crazy. You see that all over the place. Russia, North Korea, Iran, them trying to get that crazy deal that they got through, that nuclear energy deal, which in my opinion is a facade and a crock of shit. They got that to go through, especially the Russians with Crimea. Again, North Koreans, Chinese, they're amping up. They're trying to do shit. They're doing crazy stuff in the cyber world too that, very small percentage of the public out there understand what goes on there. Though that cyber world that they have back there, they don't give a crap what they steal. They're always looking to hack stuff. Always looking to hack stuff. One layer of security you can put on your networks out there is block all traffic to China. It's a good way of, small layer of security there. The stuff that's going on in North Korea, man, again, I hope they take those guys out as far as that nuke facility, whatever they're using to launch those ICBMs, those long-range missiles. And, wherever they're harboring their chemicals to make nuclear weapons, blow that shit out of the sky. Blow it out from existence, people. That'd be cool to see. Definitely, definitely cool to see. But who knows? Who knows? Rangers, Special Forces, they're usually, they got different roles. One of the things Rangers really excel at is seizing airfields. That's also what a certain 82nd Airborne Division does as well. Who knows? Who knows what they're doing there? Could be just exactly what they said, a training exercise. I think, personally, it's a red flag, because why would they announce that they're sending their spec ops there? Who knows? Maybe it's on the surface. Maybe it's not. I just don't trust him totally to be, you know, 100% what it appears to be. So what other hot spots are out there in the world? Obviously, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, those are all hot spots out there. One thing I know from that I've heard recently on the news and whatnot, and over the past, I don't know, a couple of years, is just how hot it's gotten on the Sinai Peninsula. And for those of you out there who don't know exactly where that is, that's basically between, it's a part of Egypt, but it's right in between, you know, I would say Cairo and Israel, big chunk of land there. But it's become very radicalized. A lot of ties to ISIS there. That's been a hot spot. And what's funny is that's a big revenue builder for, for Egypt itself, because people will tour there. People come down from Italy. It's a short flight down across the Med. They like to go there for a vacation. They're very beautiful. Some of the best diving and snorkeling in the world. But it's become a huge hotspot. I've been stationed out there, and when I was out there, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. So there's a hotspot there. Politically, we got a presidential right smack dab going on right in front of our faces. And I'll go to one more song here. Refill my beer, and we'll touch on that a little bit here. So again, thanks again for listening to No BS. So. Said, it's hard for me as an American to look at that and not, as far as, you know, the options that we have, at least, you know, having an idea of, you know, what it's going to be, narrowed down to, like I said, a few people. It's hard for me as an American not to say, what the fuck? That's the best we could come up with? Really? Because you got to be fucking kidding me. It's almost like a joke. Hillary? Now, I've said this before. If Hillary gets fucking elected, I'm going to Europe or some shit. I don't even know. Maybe not Europe. Maybe I'll just go deep and completely off the grid somewhere in the Sierra Nevada. I don't know. But her? You gotta be kidding me. One thing that saddens me is it seems that people are out there are just voting for her just because she's a woman. Man, sad. That's sad. Let's be honest. You know, there's some things that she's done that doesn't give her the best resume out there. And what's her biggest qualifications? Secretary of State, Benghazi. By the way, go see that movie, 13 Hours. Side note there. Anyways, Hillary Clinton, my goodness, no way. In my opinion, if you vote for her, you got some issues. Same thing with the front runner on the other side of that equation for the Repubs, Mr. Donald the Man Trump. Excuse me, Mr. Donald the Man Just ask him, Trump. If you seriously think, now don't get me wrong, someone thinks he says, gives me a warm and fuzzy too on certain topics. But given the things, the facts, the historical facts that have been documented and are known about this guy, and the fact of how he carries himself, how you can vote for him or be supportive of him, in my opinion, says a lot about your mental capacity as a civilian in our society. Really do. Because I'll tell you now, he ain't going to be fucking America's Messiah. There's no way. There's no way.
Mr. Byrne, feel the burn? No, thank you. Mr. Cruz, I don't know. Some of the things I actually dig about that guy. Some of the things I don't. Rubio, nah, no. So I don't like a lot of those major players, and I think they're just lacking, and it's sad. It's a sad point to see such a lack of options. I wish Colin Powell would run, to be honest with you. I'll bring back Reagan, as you heard him on the opening of our show. Anyways, our politics, in my opinion, as far as what options are available, is quite broken given the money that it takes to not only be an option or be even in the running to become an option, and the politics that it takes to get those opportunities. Something's wrong there. Something's really wrong there. So that being said, folks, I'm going to cut this short. It's been a slow night. I'm actually a little bit tired of my damn self from, watching the Super Bowl and drinking beers and doing that American thing. But definitely wanted to come on here and see, talk some shit, throw some opinions out there. Appreciate you listening in. We'll have some more shows down the road with some more guests and whatnot. This show I just kind of did on the fly, so keep that in mind. But tune in next time, folks. And again, thank you for listening to the No Bullshit Zone. May God bless you. May God bless America.
Y'all ready for this?
Funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey, so I will play the